from the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Wine critic Robert Parker has long influenced what millions of wine lovers consume. Now, a new documentary is shedding some revealing light on the palate of Mr. Parker. More after this. I want to tell you about a 4-star trip for wine lovers that I have personally created for you. This October 12th through the 19th, I'll be leading a luxury tour to some of the most amazing wineries, restaurants, and attractions in the Napa and Sonoma Valleys. You'll be treated like gold while meeting some legendary personalities along the way. Get all the details by emailing me at david@grapeencountersradio.com. That's david@grapeencountersradio.com. In the new documentary, Escaping Robert Parker, filmmaker Ed Burley takes a look at both the positives and negatives surrounding the King of Wine. Julian Faulkner, a young French winemaker, is the film's central character who is trying his best to be a big success without a high score from Parker. The movie's protagonist is Peter Herbst, a wine consumer who relies heavily on Parker's recommendations. This film, which is available on winenewschannel.com, can be viewed for $7 or downloaded for $14 and stars passionate winemakers, innovative critics, and picky consumers. It takes a look at how Parker does what he does and includes footage of the famed critic tasting wine and explaining why he feels he became so influential. The film also includes interviews with Nils Vange, a Napa Valley winemaker who was the first American winemaker to receive a 100-point score from Parker for a 1984 reserve wine. Whether you're a diehard Parker fan or a wine lover who feels his numerical rating system is flawed and silly, taking a look at this documentary could give you lots of points to share in your next wine conversation. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.